And it was the time when he would go into the army. We didn't think it was for him, but he decided when he left school there was nothing for him in Aberdeen, and went and joined up. When he was in primary school, he thought a lot about it. Secondary school, not a lot, because he was quite into like the gym, keeping fit, things like that. And then when he left school, he worked for a year, and he said there was nothing in Aberdeen, so he just down the road and signed up. That was him. It's gone on for years, 13 years now, since the war started. And I think we need answers. And hopefully something comes out of this, but I'm afraid I'm like the other 179 parents. I don't think anything will come out of it. We've all thought the same, that it'll be a whitewash, that Blair's going to get off everything. We've had no answers since our children were killed, and I think it's a long time in coming. And I don't think a lot of the parents that I know are going to actually get closure. It'll go on after Wednesday, and we're not really going to get proper answers. We haven't heard anything about it just until recently. But you get snippets in the news here and there, but nobody's said anything about it. And now we've just found out that Blair has been reading it. And I think that was the wrong thing to do. He should have been the last person to read it. The families are the lost people. They should have read it first, then let Blair read it. As far as we're concerned, our kids were just numbers. Just out there, get killed, and that was it, end of. No respect at all.